And welcome everyone to another What's Your Word, Adrian?
I was gonna let you take it.
No, I was gonna let you have this one first.
Oh no, you claim that you're better at making words than me, so go ahead.
Oh, I didn't say it was better, I just had one that's funnier right now.
What is it?
Welcome to another Cut Dick edition of the R-Bomb.
That's close to what I was gonna say.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say porch dick.
Anyway, welcome to another Cut Dick edition of the R Bomb.
Why cut dick?
Because you cut your dick.
Oh, ha ha ha, someone's funny. They got jokes. Fucking douche.
I'm always funny.
I'm sick, man. I don't feel that great.
Whatever.
I really don't.
Shit, that was really loud. Anyway, I'm your host, the first ever Dave Melzer, or graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Recording. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I got nothing this week.
You may not really be a douchebag.
I got nothing. Hold on. Heath may or may not have a furry butthole.
Well, there's no may not about that.
The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious one, Jason Halbert. Thank you. Our crowd loves me. They don't like you guys because neither one of you are here. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Aider Masters is here against his will. Thanks for supporting my captivity, guys. I appreciate it.
Captivity. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Jackass.
It's a kind. Oh. My adoring fans.
You drink sperm, boo.
What?
I saw him do it. I told him it was a pina colada, but it wasn't a pina colada. It was a sperma colada. Wait, that can only mean one thing.
That it means one thing on the show.
Be in the chat.
That's right, Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Jones is in the chat room tonight.
Hey, buck up Mark Jones.
I have no clue who else is in there because we can't see it.
Montana Man is also in the chat.
Buck up to Montana Man.
This is going to be our official, like, ball cup music. Because it's telling Heath what to do with the balls.
It is telling him what to do.
Wow.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that, though.
Because that's fucking funny?
Yeah.
Why
it
not?
Really is.
I see how it is. Shooting from the Hip comes on our night. There's a show before us. No one can fucking stick around for our show. I see how it is.
Well, Mark Jones and Montana Man showed up.
Oh, wait a minute. There's Sean Pickles Ventures.
And we got Sean Pickles. So we got three people. That's good.
All right. Mark, no, we're not going to make that our official ball cup theme. That's just for you, buddy.
It's only a ball cup theme when you're here.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So how the hell you guys been?
I actually am sick, man. I don't feel all that good.
What's wrong still?
I got it because it's a head cold.
Oh, God. And so
the weather changed and...
You had not a fun Wednesday, did you?
No, not at all.
Let's talk a little bit about that, shall we?
Do we have to? Because I really don't want to talk about my business on the air.
Since when?
Since ever.
Whatever. So first off, let's preface.
Sean Pickles Fendress feels he needs an intro song.
All right. He needs a song.
You know what? He said it. I think he needs "Born This Way" by Lady Gaga.
I don't have that one.
Oh, you do too. You can get it quite easily.
No.
We need Heath to sing along to it too. We can just have it "Born This Way" by Jason Heath.
No.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Give him the China theme. Don't drink
that. Okay, hold on.
Just remember, you asked for this.
And, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Pickles Ventress now in the show.
Don't treat me like a woman. Don't treat me like a man. Treat me for just who I am. Don't treat me like a woman. Don't treat me like a man.
That's why you don't ask for intros from the guys at the Hour Bomb.
Yeah. I mean, also, I think Heath could have sang that, too.
Yeah, I think it might be Heath. Anyway.
No.
You know, he's saying that theme. He doesn't know who that theme is for.
So anyway, let's preface the story that you are okay, right?
Yes.
So you ended up in the emergency room.
Yeah, that's correct.
And what was the reasoning for this?
My blood pressure got a little high.
What was the other reason you went to the urgent care to begin with?
You know, that's not important. We're not going to talk about that. Montana Man says he's like Andre. He doesn't need an intro.
Damn straight. Well, honestly, you're awarded a intro from the Hour Bomb guys. You don't ask for one, because you ask for one, they're bad. Mark Jones kind of...
He posted a meme that got that to be his intro.
Pretty much, yeah. So, actually, if he likes that, we're going to actually keep the China theme for him.
Okay.
Because that's funny. Cotton Eye Joe, oh God. I don't have real music on this computer. This computer just has wrestling stuff. So that's why I don't really have a whole lot of it on here. But you're okay. Adrian?
Yeah.
Good?
Yes, I'm all right.
So you were gone like all day, because you had called me like 10, 11 o'clock that
day. I went in a little afternoon.
And I think your fiance texted me at like midnight, finally telling me you guys were home?
Yeah, we got home about 12:10.
So you go to the urgent care, your blood pressure's sky high.
Yeah.
Because you quit taking your medicine.
Correct.
So they give you
medicine. I want to preface this. I'd been off medicine for about 7-8 months.
Okay.
So, and I hadn't had any issues at all up until Wednesday.
Okay. So you go to the urgent care, and they give you how many doses of medicine to try to get your blood pressure under control?
3.
And they couldn't get it going, right? So they sent you to the emergency room, right?
Correct.
So what happened at the emergency room, Adrian?
Well, they ran a bunch of tests on me. They had me wait in the waiting room for about 2 more hours. I finally got called into a room. They let me eat a sandwich.
Ooh, what kind of sandwich?
It was plain turkey.
Not even cheese?
No cheese, no lettuce, no nothing. It was turkey on rye.
At least it was rye, if you like rye.
Yeah, it was okay. It was.
What?
I was just grateful to eat something because I hadn't eaten anything.
What ER did you end up going to? Was it St. Anthony's? Okay. Meant to ask
and,
you.
Anyway, so they give me they got an IV hooked up to me, and they give me a shot of more blood pressure medicine.
Okay.
And now that starts to be a little bit more effective.
Now, the what they gave you in the urgent care, was this an oral thing, or is this a...
It was an oral thing.
Okay. You said oral.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, they give you an oral medication. Okay.
3.
Okay.
Then they gave me another oral medication at the urgent care, at the emergency room there. And at that point, all the other blood pressure medicine I had taken the day started to affect. So my blood pressure went from roughly 200 over 100 to about 90 over 55.
Nice.
In about a 10-minute period. And, yeah.
And the doctor about shit himself.
I pretty much blacked out.
Oh, great. Can't imagine why.
It felt like I was going to lose everything that I had inside me, and like I was seeing like white spots. It was bad.
Oh, my God. But you're okay, though.
I am okay.
They gave you medicine.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. only you would have the issue of going to the emergency room because your blood pressure is too high. Right before you get discharged, your blood pressure then drops obscenely too low.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. At least you're good. At least you're better.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
I tried to call Heath, you know, because I wanted a little bit of moral support. He doesn't answer.
Of course not. He's an asshole like that.
When did you call on Wednesday?
I called on Wednesday.
He did. I saw him do it.
You didn't see me do it, but I did try to call you. You just didn't answer your phone.
Uh-oh.
Like any other time I call. So, hey, B-Meg's in the chat.
Hey, buck up to B-Meg's.
All right. But, yeah, moral of the story is I'm doing okay now, so... Let's get to the Hour Bomb number 100.
I'm glad you're doing okay. So, anyway, I don't think I have anything else I really wanted to talk about.
All right. Well, Jason, let me ask you a question.
Do you have that picture I sent you?
Which one?
That one I texted you the other day?
Not handy.
Son of a bitch. Okay, never mind.
My phone's in the other room charging, sorry.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, okay. So here's how the show works. I got a whole list of show you gotta get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to make it so I don't complete my list. You know, eventually, one of these days, I'm going to try to figure out how many lists I've completed. And we'll talk about that on Hour Bomb 100.
You know what? Actually, you need to figure out how many times we've beaten you, it made you not make the list.
Well, that's exactly...
We got to know what the score is after 100 episodes.
Well, that's exactly what I just said. Just a different way.
I was just reiterating it for people that may not have understood your stupid-ass speech.
Right.
Don't make my blood pressure go up, Jason. I can't handle you right now.
I'm trying to make it go up. You better not try to see me naked then, like you usually try to do, because that'll make your blood pressure sky high.
I've got pics on my phone. I'm fine.
Oh, my God. I guess...
You shouldn't have sent... You thought you were serving to Esther, but nope. Me.
Son of a bitch, you changed the names and numbers around my phone, didn't you?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I gotta say, I wasn't quite expecting that.
Well, who the fuck did I send the ass pic to?
That was Heath.
Oh, that's why he was looking at me really weird the other day.
Was it a lovingly look, or was it like a...
It was a...
I don't know about this.
It was a, hey, big boy, I need some of that.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
He wanted to tongue punch my fart box.
Oh, so he wanted to give you the old Kyle Robinson.
Speaking of Kyle, so the little bastard calls me, or we were talking on the phone the other day, or earlier today, because I asked his advice for a PlayStation 4 game. Ended up, you know, getting one of them that he suggested. Love the fucking game. It's Destiny. It's an awesome game. I love it. Download it for the PlayStation 3 and give it a shot, Adrian. At least the demo. They let you play the first 7 levels for free.
Okay.
It's a fun fucking game. You too, Heath. Anyway, so...
I started playing the multiplayer on Dragon Age today.
Oh, yeah?
How's that?
It's actually pretty fun.
I still haven't opened my copy.
Really?
I've been playing Destiny.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
downloaded the demo and I was hooked. So, anyway. You know, he texts me and I'm driving. And he's like, hey, what games you finally end up getting? So I decided to actually, I don't know, call him. And I'm talking to him, hey, what are you doing tonight? Nothing really. I'm like, hey, you want to be on the show? He's like, oh, yeah, I'll be there. Text me like 10 minutes ago, hey, I'm going to be a little late.
And haven't heard from him since.
Kyle will be on eventually, or so he says.
I'm going to go, no, he's not.
We'll see. Anyway, I ain't got nothing else. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I am good.
Bloody dick, I mean, Adrian, you got anything else?
I do.
What?
I got this leakage from my deep. I actually haven't had any issues with that since, like, Wednesday, but...
Oh, good, 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 good. Did they have to stitch you or anything?
No.
You know what the funny thing is no one knows really what we're talking about because we avoided that to an extent.
Yeah, we did.
So, anyway, another Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw for March 2nd.
Jason, what? The first question I have about Raw is,
okay,
will the real Intercontinental Champion please stand up?
All right, hold on, I gotta stand up. You know, is it bad that right now it takes me a second to figure out who the fuck the real Intercontinental Champion is?
Yeah, I mean, technically, it is still Bad News Barrett.
However, it is not.
That is true.
Belt's been stolen about 8 times this week.
More guys have had their hands on that belt than have had their... Never mind. Dicks and Jason Heath's butthole.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's what I'm saying. Love you, buddy. That's what you get for not coming over.
You did ask for that. I hate to say it, but you did.
Oh, how'd y'all enjoy the fucking daylight savings time bullshit.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Yeah.
I'm up last night watching TV, you know, and look down. I'm like, oh, 159. Then it goes from 159 to 3, and I'm like, ah, motherfucker, I forgot.
You actually forgot?
Yes, I fucking forgot. Eat shit.
Dude, anyway. It's only on our work calendar whenever you're scheduled.
I didn't work today.
It's been on the calendar for God knows how long.
I don't fucking pay attention to that shit.
Yeah, Jason Reed? I mean, that's... Fuck.
Fuck you. Anyway, so... Let's talk some Monday Night Raw, shall we?
All right.
How about that opening match? Speaking of the Real Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah. That was pretty fantastic.
Dean Ambrose, Wade Barrett. Awesome news. Awesome match. I still can't believe we're actually going to have an Intercontinental title defense at WrestleMania. Now, mind you, it's a clusterfuck of a match. But I like those matches.
Yeah. As of SmackDown, there's two more names we can add to the list now, Jason.
Oh?
Yes. After the match, Truth headed back up the ramp. He was confronted by Harper. He was able to outsmart him ahead of the ramp. Daniel Bryan Jesus kid. He walked out. Truth gave him the Intercontinental title. So Daniel Bryan has the Intercontinental title, but he is jumped from behind by Stardust, who takes the title and poses.
So who has the belt right now?
Stardust.
And the Intercontinental champion is?
Wade Barrett.
And how many guys are in this match now?
I have no idea, because they haven't actually said yet.
This is going to be a phenomenal match. I cannot wait. This is a good way for them to really put their talent in a, let's just look at the speculation of guys that are in this thing, because we don't really know yet. But you got Ziggler, Barrett, Ambrose, Daniel Bryan, Stardust, who the fuck else? Luke Harper. I mean, just those guys right there. Hello.
Don't forget R-Truth.
I said talent.
No. I like R-Truth. I don't like his wrestling all that much, but I think he actually has a really good personality, and I actually kind of like him on commentary.
Commentary was good, but I'm not a fan of. I've never been a fan of him. That's just me, though. Actually, I take that back. His stuff with Little Jimmy was entertaining.
That was probably one of his better moments, yeah.
I didn't like R-Truth, but it didn't piss me off to see him like it does on a normal basis. So, Montana Man, I forgot R-Truth was still with the company. Apparently, he still is.
Okay, so according to the graphic on the website, it shows six people in it. One of them is still blacked out.
What six people is it showing?
The six people showing in the match are Wade Barrett, R-Truth, Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, Dolph Ziggler, and one unnamed person. One would assume that is probably going to be
Daniel Bryan. Well, there's two big names, storyline-wise, that are left off the WrestleMania card right now.
Yes.
John Cena and Daniel Bryan. I don't think they're going to put John Cena in the Intercontinental title match.
Correct. I don't think so either.
So, I wonder. Anyway, I tell you what, right now, that's probably going to be my favorite match of the night.
Most likely. I mean, yeah, it should be good. There's a lot of excellent talent in that match, for real.
Athleticism will be on display here. All right.
I believe you could be correct.
Let's move on. What else big happened on Raw we want to talk about other than the Daily Show?
Oh, well, there was also Randy Orton and his continued manipulation of Seth Rollins.
Oh, what do you do this time, Adrian?
Well, you saw it. I was hoping you would cover it into that.
Well, we're kind of going out of order here. Hold on here. Oh, good Lord. Excuse me. Anyway.
The Randy Orton thing actually ties into the Daily Show thing, too.
Yeah, so I was going to. I did enjoy the Cena thing.
Yeah, that was actually pretty well done.
So, John Cena gets in the ring, pulls a promo, I deserve the rematch, you know, I'm going to bring the U.S. title home, blah, blah, blah. Rusev's a marked man, blah, blah, blah. Cena says that his focus should be on WrestleMania. And he enters himself into the Andre Battle Royal. And
right.
I still think, I think we talked about this, or I don't remember where this came up. I know we talked about it on the show, where the winner of the Andre Battle Royal would get a shot at the U.S. title.
Yeah.
I think
we brought that up as being a possibility.
And I think that's going to happen after this. So, essentially...
Well, no, not really.
Why?
Because somebody told him he flat out couldn't be in the Battle Royal.
When the fuck did I miss that?
Oh, when she came out to the ring?
She did say that.
Were her boobs on display?
I mean, no more so than usual.
Hmm. I wonder then. Why did I miss that? Oh, I wasn't. No, maybe... I think I just walked in when Stephanie came out. Okay. And I didn't go back and rewatch. And I didn't go back and rewatch the that segment. Okay, that's why.
Yeah, essentially what it came down to is he announced he was going to be in it, and Stephanie said, nope, not going to let you be in it. It was an all right back and forth here. Basically, she was basically just saying that John Cena was pretty much just going to have to sit this WrestleMania out. If Rusev didn't agree to face him.
Yeah, sure.
So I think what's going to end up happening... Actually, I'll say that for Kenny Diggett.
All right. And then, I remember this. She basically tells Cena that there's nothing special about you, Naima does, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, think about this. It's not where would WWE be without Cena. It's where would Cena be without WWE.
I thought that was actually a fantastic...
You're right. And then...
She's interrupted by Axelmania.
I was looking for the music. But yeah, out comes Curtis Axel. Axelmania. Which was over as hell tonight, or that night. Curtis Axel coming out with his Royal Rumble countdown. Let's see, as of Monday, where the 35 days and counting it was as of Monday.
Yeah, now I believe it is 41 days and counting.
Yeah, I believe you're right. And he says he can beat Rusev at WrestleMania, and he also met Andre as a kid, because that's what Stephanie was saying, she met him.
Yeah.
And he knows he's already in the Battle Royal, but two victories at WrestleMania is better than one. And he's like, oh, Stephanie, I respect you, and blah, 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 blah. And, anyway, so the crowd was chanting Axelmania during this whole thing. It was fucking great. I loved it. And then Curtis Axel, you know, gets in the ring and rips the shirt off like Hogan. And they're going to have a match. And Cena basically looks at him and is like, I'm going to give you one shot to get out of this ring. After that, you're going to pay. And, yeah, Curtis Axel got squashed.
Yeah, I mean, he did. There's no...
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the crowd was, like, super anti-Cena.
Oh, they were.
They definitely were.
I mean, they were just shitting all over Cena. More so than usual. Now, it wasn't the usual, you know, 50-50 of women and kids chanting for Let's Go Cena and the other half being guys saying Cena sucks. This was a good 70 to 80% booing Cena.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it's just not organic at all with him anymore, man. He's not... It's starting to really show more and more. And I think when people get fed up more, even so with Cena, is it's like anytime that somebody gets their own thing going where it's kind of cool and catching on, like this Axelmania thing, Cena destroys it.
Well, you're right, but I don't think Axelmania got destroyed.
Oh, I don't think so either. Not yet, anyway.
I think the problem we're having with Cena, it's the Hogan factor. You know,
okay.
It's just like Hogan when he turned. Everyone was starting to get tired of him. You know, no one cared about Hogan, and then he turned. I really think that's what's happening with Cena.
He does, I think, need to, and then even if it's not for a long, extended period of time, I do think turning would probably help him out some.
A feud, at least. Just something, you know, I don't want to do this, but I have to do this type of thing, you know?
Right.
I think if he did that, maybe we would, you know, people start giving two shits about him again. But I just think, like you said, it's not organic, and it's just so goddamn
forced.
Yes. Heath?
Mm. So are you saying that we may see, like, the old, you know, theme come back out? Or are we talking, like, maybe a new theme come out?
No.
If something like this were to happen.
Oh, that I don't really... That doesn't matter. What music he has doesn't matter. I think it's just to try to make him relevant again, they're going to have to do something.
Right. Now, the next segment, though, these are back-to-back Authority segments that I didn't hate, is Triple H came out.
Yeah, what the hell is up with that? We didn't get a 35-minute Authority promo to start the show, but they did back-to-backs. I can deal with that.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. Basically, Booker T had said throughout the night that he thought Triple H had kept Sting out of the WWE through politics.
Which he probably, you know, didn't, but... Oh, and by the way, Russo's decision on WrestleMania was a no.
Yes.
Sorry,
it is still no, so we still don't have a match there.
Right. So, continue. So, politics kept him out of the WWE. Triple H is politics, to be exact.
So, Triple H called Booker to the ring, and it made him address it. Like, and Booker T basically stood his ground and basically said the same thing. Booker, he was like, you can't fall into this, and, you know, I have a lot of respect for you, Booker, and I think that, you know, you've done a lot for us, but basically you're fired.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, hey, Book, by the way, you're fired.
Because it was all about establishing authority.
It was, because no one can control Sting.
Right. So Booker T, like, looks pretty upset about the whole situation, obviously, since he had just been fired.
I'm just saying.
Booker T gathers his stuff up and starts to head up the ramp, and then Triple H's like, wait, Booker, I'm just kidding, man, you're not really fired. He thinks he's great at his job, and he does a valuable asset to the commentary team. It was just an example of control and who has it in this situation. Just to show that he is the one in control and the one in charge.
Yep.
Also, I thought it was pretty good. He's like, as he jumped out of the ring and went back, he shook Booker's hand, and he was like, sorry about that, I wasn't, you know.
Yeah. I like the segment. I was kind of pissed at first. I'm like, okay. So we're getting Jerry Lawler back?
Yeah, I'm like, it didn't make a lot of sense.
I was like, I've never really been a Jerry Lawler hater. I like Lawler. I respect Lawler. But do you guys both have that pair of underwear that's just really fucking comfy?
I do, yeah.
Heath?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know you've had it for a long time, and there's like no crotch left to it, and it's like falling apart, right?
Okay, I don't go that
just
far.
Fucking agree here, asshole.
Anyway.
Yes? You do? Okay. There comes a time where there's just nothing left there. And as much as you love those and as comfortable as they are, you just got to pitch them. And you feel bad for a little bit. But then you get a new pair and you love them.
Right. That's what happened to Jerry Lawler?
Exactly. He was the worn, everyone's favorite pair of boxers. It was time to throw them away. So I had accepted the Lawler being gone, and I'm good with Booker. So it looked good, you know? And I'm like, motherfucker, we're going back to the King. What the hell? Not so much.
No, the King is staying on SmackDown.
Thank God. All right, moving on. More Bella stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Well, no, we got to talk about that for a minute, man.
Let's see here.
Because...
Oh, we do. That's right.
Paige gets the PTO on Nikki, but B runs in and gets her disqualified still.
Yeah, because this was for the Divas title.
Yes, it was.
I had forgotten about that.
So Paige wins by DQ, and she's getting double-teamed until AJ Lee makes a return.
Totally fucking forgot about that.
Which I thought was actually pretty cool. So it looks like we may be getting a Divas tag team match for WrestleMania. I say maybe Paige and AJ versus the Bellas.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Tell me we didn't all mark out. I I got excited when I heard that.
That was pretty cool.
Chance of seeing Punk and Suit as well.
Well, no. here's
no chance in hell.
No. He was saying they were chanting for CM Punk.
Oh yeah, they were.
You know, and I saw a meme that someone had posted on somewhere. It might may have ended up on the PW Pop site. Ah, God, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Has CM Punk permanently made AJ Lee over?
Yes, absolutely. Over by association.
Then.
Okay, so, but here's my thing. Someone put AJ Lee returned, not CM Punk. Don't chant his name. That's essentially what it was, and I agree. As much as I like CM Punk, there's no reason.
Yeah, just let it die, man. He's not coming back.
He's done. He's going to be in the MMA. You know, I had a little funeral, you know, for myself, thinking about him. But, you know, I'm over it. And when they do that, it opens that wound up a little bit more. And it's hard to get over him.
Yeah, quick plug over here. I want to talk about Greg Popolakis from Respect the Mats Tournament.
Greg Snuffleupagus?
Yes.
Okay.
Man, those were some good first-round matchups that came up for some of that stuff.
Oh, I hated him for a lot of those.
Oh, the CM Punk versus Bret Hart?
I hated that one. Yeah. Hogan against HBK?
That was rough.
I did like how you were purposely voting against me in a lot of these.
I wasn't actually purposely voting against me until you brought up that I was that you thought I was. But there are some people like, God damn, I can't even vote for that guy now because I was voting for against him.
I know, and there's a few. I'm like, well, fuck you. I'll vote first, and then I'll vote for the good one, and there's no way in hell you can pick the bad one.
Nope, pick the bad one still, for most of them.
Nah.
Austin versus Andre was a rough one. That was,
I may have missed that one. I don't remember that one.
Steve Austin versus Andre the Giant was on there.
There were some good ones on there.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to be part of this, go to the,
Respect the Mat Facebook page, and Greg will be posting up the round two matchups this week.
I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
But anyway, and one lucky fan will win themselves a Respect the Mat t-shirt.
I believe he actually said two lucky fans.
Was it two lucky fans?
I think it is two.
Okay. We should do something like that. With an Hour Bomb shirt. I don't know what we would do, but we should do something like that.
Maybe we can look at something in the future.
All right, anyway. Where were we? Oh, yeah, AJ Lee coming back, and then we were talking about, I think we're going to have a Divas match, tag team match. I can't see why they wouldn't.
Well, I got to get the Divas on the card somehow, right?
Of course.
So you're going to take three of them that are on Total Divas and AJ Lee.
Right. And I think we're going to actually get Natalya and Naomi, too.
In their own match?
Or not their own match. Two? I think they're going to be part of the Usos versus Kid Cesaro.
I hope not. I want the fucking tag titles to be on the line.
They may still be. You never know.
I don't know how the hell they do that, but... Because if, like... I could see it if they were doing, like, a...
Well, I would say they're still going to be the match, but they'll be out there for that match.
All right. I believe that one. That's a definite possibility.
Still no sign of The Undertaker.
You know who else there's still no sign of?
Who's that, Jason?
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he was not there.
Or Kyle. Kyle's still not here.
Kyle has not shown up yet, no.
I was going to say, we haven't seen Kyle yet.
What a douche. Anyway. Oh, yeah, we should probably talk about Bray Wyatt.
Okay, feel free. Absolutely. What do you think of that promo, Jason?
It's fucking Bray Wyatt, and he's challenging The Undertaker. There's not a whole much more you really need to say. I like the casket thing. I like how it's still referenced, you know, it's still prominent in all of their all of his promos. That's definitely really cool. That makes me definitely think we're gonna have a casket match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But you got one of the best guys that can cut promos going up against The Undertaker.
Yeah, absolutely, and I
would like to see The Undertaker, like, I don't know, tomorrow night?
Because yeah, it's hard. We are getting awfully, awfully close.
It's hard to build a feud when there's only one guy participating.
Yeah, I want to talk about this for just a second. WWE 2K15, they released a move package about a month or so ago.
Yeah?
Like, it had some additional moves and stuff in it. One of the moves they had is the Bray Wyatt picking up the person and dancing with them before giving them to Sister Abigail.
No way. I haven't even checked that out.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. There's no kind of to it. That is really cool. But yeah, we need The Undertaker to show up. In order for this feud to take off, he has to be there, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope so. I think he might be. I think we're going to get Brock Lesnar tomorrow night, too. Just a hunch.
You know, let's go and talk a little bit about Brock Lesnar, shall we?
All right. What do you want to talk about this time, Jason?
Well, there were rumors that he was going to no-show WrestleMania.
That's just not going to happen.
Well, I understand that. But there were rumors going around, and rumors that they even had a contingency plan worked out in case he decided to no-show.
I hadn't heard that. But I don't think that's going to be anything they really are going to be.
Well, and that's
about.
Why Paul Heyman was on Raw and basically saying that Brock Lesnar will be there. Because these rumors were running rampant Monday.
Yeah, I'm not.
And it was something along the lines, from what I'm understanding, it's something about his contract that he's disputing. Or something
I think Brock's definitely dropping the title at Mania to somebody, hook, crook. And they're just going to be done with him.
I think so, too. That's why you don't put the belt on a money-hungry guy that doesn't give a shit about anything like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. So can you agree with me at this point, Jason, that Brock is champion and The Rock is champion, totally not the same thing?
Yes. Now, granted, I didn't think it was going to be this bad of things. But if you made me pick which title reign I hated more... Definitely Brock Lesnar's title reign.
Yeah.
Because The Rock was at least there.
If he wasn't there, there was at least a video package of him doing something to be involved with the show.
Right. And we got nothing from Lesnar. Well, we get Paul Heyman. Which, you know, I'll take Paul Heyman, but again, it's kind of hard to build a feud with only one guy.
Couldn't agree more.
It's kind of like having sex. It's better if there's two people doing it.
But you can manage solo if you need to. Yeah. Huh?
No, as long as she stays asleep.
Right?
Exactly. If Brock showed his face at least once a month, it would be a great title reign. Absolutely not. What do you take on that one?
It depends on what he's showing up for, I guess. If he was at least wrestling once a month, then yes, absolutely. I would agree.
But if all he's doing is just showing up and doing whatever kind of promo, no. It's a sucky title reign.
Okay. So I'm kind of taking this one out of order a little bit. I was actually going to talk about this. With Brock Lesnar being the champ since...
SummerSlam.
August? So we're now in March. That's 7 months. He's defended the title twice?
Yes.
Okay, because he wrestled at Night of Champions and then didn't wrestle again until Royal Rumble.
Correct.
Okay. Do you think the WWE title has lost some prestige from Brock Lesnar's title run?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay.
Not much, but some.
See, I think it's almost kind of killed it. And I mean, there's always going to be some prestige. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not like I'm saying, oh, the TNA title is better than the WWE. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I think being champion doesn't mean as much now as it did before. Because what happened to the whole, oh, you have to defend your title every 30 days?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that point.
I think it's just, man, it definitely doesn't mean what it did first time Brock held it.
You know, I want to say this, though.
What?
While the world title may be a low point, the lowest point it's been since, like, the mid-90s.
The Intercontinental and U.S. titles.
Have elevated significantly.
They have, because look at, look at the U.S. title. I mean, I would have to say in the last, at least since we've been doing the show, the best title.
Rusev has brought a whole new prestige to that belt.
Well, hold on. Since we've been doing the show, I would say that at least the best title run we had was Cesaro's 280 some odd day run.
Okay.
Right behind that is Rusev. Because you know what? It's hard for me to think of whoever else held that title between then and now.
Dean Ambrose and Sheamus.
Is that really it?
No, there was somebody that beat Rusev for the title. I think it might have been Kofi.
Okay.
Kofi Kingston beat Cesaro, Ambrose beat Kofi, and then Sheamus beat Ambrose.
Okay, all right. So, the way that they're letting Rusev run with the U.S. title is phenomenal. The way that they have Cena fighting for it, I think that is going to only make that belt better.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like the old U.S. title was, like in WCW? Probably not. Because, in my opinion, that was just like the Intercontinental title. You gave that to someone that you wanted to see how they would do as your top dog, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe not as much as the Intercontinental title. I mean, if you were Intercontinental champ, you were almost guaranteed a world title.
Just about.
Maybe not as much as the U.S. title, but, God. I like where it's going. I like what he's done. So, you know, I'm okay.
You realize we've spent close to a half hour talking about Raw?
Yeah, we're getting off topic, though. That's kind of the point of the show. And, of course, the Intercontinental title. That actually, I think, maybe started taking a turn. Let's see. Big E had it, and we thought that he was going to do big things with it.
Nope.
That didn't happen.
Curtis Axel, nope.
Nope. Man, who the fuck else was Intercontinental Champ? It was Ziggler before Barrett, Harper before Ziggler.
Ziggler before Harper,
and then who was it before Ziggler? Barrett?
I think so.
Okay, so...
Miz.
That's right. And then Ziggler was... Okay, so, I mean, it's been doing okay. I mean, they haven't put on anyone terrible since Curtis Axel. I mean, I was okay with The Miz having it. But I really think with having... I mean, fuck, you throw Daniel Bryan in there. In my opinion, I think that's almost as important as John Cena fighting for the U.S. title.
Yeah, just about. I agree with that.
You got your two top guys going after mid-card titles.
It really kind of makes the whole card for WrestleMania feel even more special, I think, you know?
Now, okay, let me ask you this. So you got your two main event faces going for mid-card titles. Does this hurt the mid-card division?
No. I mean, at least not in the case of the Intercontinental title. And I think it elevates the belt standing in the U.S. since having a main event guy like John Cena go after it.
Okay.
So, no, I don't think it does.
Okay. Heath? Since we haven't heard
No, I don't think it does either. I mean, in my opinion, it looks like the really well-known main guys, you know, are actually more interested as far as, like, some of the wrestlers that are in that mid-card. It's like, hey, let's get these guys, show their talent, going after these titles.
So, Jason, I do want to ask you something, and this is something completely unrelated to anything else we've been talking about so far.
What?
So, who deserves really to go in the Hall of Fame first? Bulldog or Owen?
Ooh.
Because I know my answer to that question.
As big of a fan of Owen as I am, and I'm one of the biggest Owen Hart fans out there, I'm going to say Bulldog. And okay. Because he was... No? Yeah, he was world champ.
No, actually, he never was.
I thought he won it once.
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to take that out because of the main event at SummerSlam 92.
I can buy that. And if you think about all the Intercontinental title and U.S. title runs he had in WCW Tag Team Championships, almost winning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. As entering in at number two, which is the same as number one. So, yeah. I would say Bulldog before Owen.
Yeah, he had a lot of longevity bouncing back and forth between WCW and WWE.
Yeah.
He was a staple of the main event, pretty much whatever federation he decided to be on at that point.
Yeah. I thought some of his best feuds were actually with Bret Hart.
Yeah, the Bret feud was good. The stuff where he was teamed with Sting against Vader and Sid wasn't too bad either, though, in WCW.
Yeah, that's a little older. Some of our fans may not know about that feud.
Yeah, but the promos from some of that stuff were horrible, but the matches were good.
But for only $9.99 a month, you can subscribe to the WWE Network and relive all of these feuds and bad promos.
Or you can look them up on YouTube, not that I'm condoning that.
Or that, too. I mean, they're both definitely Hall of Fame worthy. It's just that I think Bulldog should go in first. That's all.
I'll agree with that. That's actually what I thought, too. But I wanted to see what your opinion was.
Oh, what do you
was.
Think, Keith? I guess we should, you know. It's hard for you don't fucking speak, and you're not here for me to look at. So
I know, to see my expressions and everything.
Yeah, so what do you think?
I kind of am leaning towards the Bulldog. I mean, also because of the fact he's actually was, if I'm not mistaken, he was wrestling even longer than Owen was, too. So I've actually known about him longer than I did Owen.
Well, he did outlive Owen, and he did wrestle before Owen, so yes, you are correct.
Yeah. He did not outlive Owen by much, but...
No.
But, I mean, he definitely was one of the wrestlers that, you know, I grew up with watching on, you know, Saturday TV all the time.
Let's see here. I guess we'll, well, let's talk about the Daily Show, shall we?
Okay.
What'd you guys think?
I like this segment a lot. I thought it was the best use of a celebrity guest appearance on Raw in a really long time.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Well, it's hard for me to... Yeah, I think so. I really like
it. I can't remember another good one. That's how bad it's been.
Bob Barker was good.
That was almost 8 years ago now, Jason.
Well, I'm just saying, when Bob Barker was on, it was good. Has it really been that fucking long?
It's been about 8 years since Bob Barker, yeah.
Oh, my God. Son of a bitch. Okay, anyway. So, I enjoyed how they had it set up. I did enjoy how Seth Rollins called Newark the armpit of America.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the retrospect of the whole here's how Jon Stewart ended up here.
Right.
Because I had not watched the video clips. I just never got around to it.
Okay.
So I enjoyed during Stewart's moment of zen when he was bashing Seth Rollins and he looked, he's like, he's right behind me, isn't he? He's right behind me. That was hilarious.
And you could tell briefly... Rollins was really holding back from a laugh.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, what they did was, oh, go out there and, you know, you maybe talk a little bit about this. But go on to ad-lib it all. And Rollins may have had an idea of what was going to be said, but I don't think you... I think Jon Stewart was on the fly. B-Megs brought up that he made a slight penis joke towards Seth Rollins.
I wanted to rewatch that because I didn't catch it.
Let's see here. It was good though. I enjoyed it. I liked how Jon Stewart called Mercury and Noble the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
That was funny as hell. I didn't realize how big fucking how tall Seth Rollins really was.
Oh yeah.
Like standing up against next to Noble and Mercury in the ring when Jon Stewart did not fucking realize that Seth Rollins was that tall.
Yeah. Now, one thing I thought that's worth pointing out here is Stewart did run his mouth at him some, and Rollins got up like he was going to like physically harm Jon Stewart.
Yep.
Until he gets interrupted by Randy Orton.
Yep. And then
at that point, Stewart takes the opportunity to kick Rollins in the balls and runs away.
Oh, God, that was the kick heard around the world. The whole damn thing, like when this all started, I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. I was afraid it would be Art Donovan bad. But thank God it was not Art Donovan bad.
Which, Jon Stewart?
Yeah, I don't know why.
No, dude, Stewart is a legitimate fan.
I understand that, but for whatever reason, I thought it was going to be like Kathy Lee and Hoda bad. You know, that's what I thought. I'm like, anytime you bring a celebrity on, it's usually not that good.
Yeah,
there
no.
are a few exceptions to the rule. Hugh Jackman was definitely one. This one is definitely one of those things.
Hugh Jackman, that would be the last good Raw appearance of a celebrity.
Okay. He was on there twice now, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
And I like both of them. So,
God, I'm never going to forget Damian Sandow dressed up like Magneto.
Oh, God.
That was terrible.
I forgot about that. And he was fucking control. Oh, my God.
How did you forget about that? That was so ridiculous.
Because it was so bad, I forgot about it. But I remember now.
You're welcome for that.
And I wish I'd forgotten that. Oh, God. Anyway, Steve-O and Chris Pontius were pretty good. B-Megs liked it when Ambrose... Oh, yeah. When Dean Ambrose makes his references to J&J Security calling him the Cruiserweight Division.
Stephen Amell from Arrow really wants a guest spot on Raw.
Who?
The guy that plays Arrow on the WB.
Oh, yeah.
That dude is clamoring for like them to make him a guest host on Raw.
Well, I mean, what... is it really that hard to get someone, a celebrity that wants to be on the show, I mean, really, is it that hard?
I don't know.
I can't imagine it would be that difficult.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would think that, you know, they would try to make that happen.
Oh, Lord only knows. Anyway, main event of the night ended up being Seth Rollins against Roman Reigns. It was exactly what we expected. Not a scientific match.
Randy Orton helps Seth Rollins get the win.
He does. So it's that whole back and forth thing.
You know, like, the way this played out, like, you just know it's coming, though.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't know?
Like, Seth Rollins might be the only person that doesn't see this coming.
Yeah, I know. Which is freaking great. All right, we're going to move on.
So, okay.
Just because we've spent way too much time on Raw. All right, who wants to go first?
I got one.
All right, go for it.
I watched the WWE Countdown today for the top 10 international sensations.
All right, so we're looking at, let's see, the Mountie should be on there. Bret Hart should be on there. Owen Hart should be on there. British Bulldog, Yoko. I mean, I'm pretty right.
You know
right?
how many names that were on that list so far, Jason?
The Rougeau should be on there. The Head Trinker, too. How many?
You've named two people out of all the people you named who were on that list.
What?
The only people you named on there were the Rougeau brothers and the British Bulldog.
No Bret Hart, no Yoko. The Mountie was a joke. Really?
Yeah. No Owen Hart. Now, that said, there were a lot of names I thought that were deserving to be on this list.
Okay.
Some of the people that are on this list, though, that I disagree with completely.
Okay.
The Great Khali.
What? You fucking serious?
No, I'm dead serious. He was on the list.
Why the fuck was Great Khali on this list?
I can't answer that question, Jason.
Oh,
I like
God.
Cesaro a lot, but I don't really felt like with the names they left off that he should have been on this list.
No.
Bruno Sammartino made it to number 3.
Whoa.
They put Sheamus and the Iron Sheik ahead of him. The Iron Sheik, you can at least argue. That point.
Yeah, you could argue that, but not Sheamus. I mean, I like Sheamus and all.
But not... no Andre the Giant.
Wow.
No Bret Hart. No Owen Hart. No Yokozuna.
Oh my God. Who was number one?
Number one was Iron Sheik.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people that... I mean, really? How many young people really know who the fuck the Iron Sheik is?
Well... apparently not. I don't know. But his Twitter has actually made him more relevant, actually.
Yeah, but don't...
The Iron Sheik Twitter rants are amazing.
I understand that, but that's not why you... Oh, God. Whatever. Wow. You know, I'm... Fuck it. That's
I'm actually just going to see. What is the Iron Sheik's Twitter post of the day?
That's my what stinks. I did not watch this one yet. I will not watch this one now. That is fucking terrible. That and my one I'm really going to do, we'll save for next week. Our special person appearing this week on Raw.
The Iron Sheik tweet of the day. I bet my life the at Justin Bieber dick is smaller than a jelly bean.
Wow.
And he also started to call himself Iron Sheik Spear.
So they won't put Chyna in the Hall of Fame because Triple H is afraid of what his daughters are going to find when they figure out who Chyna is. But you're going to put the Iron Sheik in? Something like that? When?
Well, to be fair, when they inducted the Iron Sheik, they didn't have Twitter.
I understand. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, why would you put the Iron Sheik on a list like that when you know kids are going to be like, well, who the fuck's the Iron Sheik? Like, whoa, what the hell?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Okay. I don't necessarily agree with you, but I see your point.
All right, Heath, you go.
Yeah, I looked over Raw. I mean, I watched, you know, that in complete entirety that night. Honestly, it actually was a pretty solid Raw.
So
I don't really have anything much of a what stinks other than when are they going to finally announce the match between Miz and Sandow?
Okay, I'll take that. Oh, there was one other thing I forgot. So you know how Vince doesn't think of UFC as a competitor?
Right.
It's never really mentioned on air, right?
Yeah.
It kind of is, but not, you know. I did appreciate how during the Paul Heyman promo, he did say that Lesnar might Ronda Rousey your ass to Roman Reigns.
Wow, yeah. Because I didn't actually notice that until you said it, but yeah, I did remember them saying that.
I don't think we're going to get a 14-second win, but we'll see. Let's see. I like Montana Man's What Stinks. No more Total Divas for a while. Oh, wait, that doesn't stink. That's something to be rejoiceful about. All right, let's move on. Can you dig it, sucker? Adrian. You got one?
I do.
Okay.
Can you dig it? John Cena puts his career on the line at WrestleMania to get Rusev
to
fight.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take that in a heartbeat. I like that. That's a good way to do it. My can you dig it was going to be something right along the lines of that. So, absolutely. You got to do something to make Rusev want to fight John Cena because at this point in time, nope, nothing. So, absolutely, I will take that.
You know what? I can dig that as well. If that happens, all the more power.
Oh, if that happens, we all know that Rusev's... Well, I think Rusev's going to lose at WrestleMania anyway. But if that happens, that's all... I mean, that guarantees that he's going to lose.
Right.
Or it's just going to be like something like the Authority. They're going to find some way to bring him back. So we'll see. Heath, you got one?
It's kind of hard as far as the wording that I want to... convey the can you dig it part of it, but can you dig that they have basically made Daniel Bryan, instead of being more so of a main eventer, they've made him into more of a role of being a supporting person for the mid-cards.
We refer to that as the Tommy Dreamer effect.
And no, I can't dig that.
No. I mean, you're talking, I mean...
A lot of guys end up in this position around WrestleMania time, but go back to where they should be after it. It's just the effect of the way WrestleMania season works.
Yep. I think after WrestleMania, we'll see Daniel Bryan back in the spotlight. Do I think it's wrong that he's out of the spotlight, main event spotlight this year? Yeah, but there's really no good way to do it this year. So I would rather him be doing something... like the Intercontinental title match over just a regular match. So I get what you're saying.
Right.
But Adrian has a nail on the head. Let's see. We'll go, because I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head.
Well, we'll do the chat here. Yeah. Can you dig it? One clothesline for Bray Wyatt will give the Undertaker another concussion.
Bray Wyatt, not as much of a brick house as Brock Lesnar, so I'm going to have to say no. I mean, there's that chance, but I'm going to say no.
Can you dig it? The Usos as a tag team have become more popular than the tag team titles.
What do you think?
They're over. They're really over as a tag team. Like, they are over.
They're the longest running tag team we've had in a long fucking time. That's why.
But they work.
They're fucking twin brothers.
But they work, and they're good at what they do.
Okay, so I give them 2 months after WrestleMania, and they're fucking apart because tag team, that's how, no.
I can't think that at all.
I can't, no. But I'm just saying, it could be, I don't know.
I actually can dig that. I'll give that to be Mac.
Fucking
I'll dig it.
Put any two teams together, or any two guys together like that, and give them, fuck, how long have the Usos been around? 4 years? I think it was before I moved into this house, and that's been almost 3 years now.
I'd have to go back and look. So, I think they've been around longer than we realized, because they disappeared for a while and then came back.
Because then they came out with Tamina, and they were heels at first.
Yeah. So
that didn't work for them.
I want to say they've been around 5 or 6 years. I think in 2009, 2010 is when they debuted.
Really?
I think so.
Let's look, shall we?
Since joining the main WWE roster in
2010. Wow. I wasn't too far off. I said 4 years, so
yeah.
Or five. All right. Not quite 5 years. May of 2010.
Okay.
So, yeah, I remember that, yeah, they showed up, oh, we're, you know, blah, 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 and just ended up not working out.
Next segment, Jason.
Okay, we're going to move on. Let's look at this bet, shall we? Adrian, it wasn't a particularly good week for you.
Yeah, I know.
It was not a good week at all. After this past week, we are sitting at Team Adrian, 64 points.
Yeah.
Team Jizmopper, 67 points.
Fuck.
And I'm sitting at 91.
God damn it.
You didn't do so hot, man. You finished the week at negative 1 point. You had nobody compete on SmackDown. Or sorry, you finished the week at 2 points. Sorry. You had nobody compete on SmackDown. And you only had two people compete on Monday Night Raw because you had the Ascension and they didn't fight on Raw. Sheamus didn't fight on Raw. And Rollins and Reigns fought each other.
Did I pick up Sheamus?
Yeah, you picked up Sheamus a couple weeks ago.
I am doing that.
Yeah, you did.
Alright, who do I have on my team again?
You got Rollins, Reigns, Victor, Connor, and Sheamus.
Ugh.
Yeah, you dropped Ryback last week or 2 weeks ago. So you finished at 2 points on the week. Heath finished at 17 points. And I finished at 11. What you gonna do?
All right. Well, I think I obviously need to make a change.
Okay. Who are you dropping? Who are you picking up?
I guess I should drop Sheamus since he's not actually wrestling.
Okay.
And
pick up.
Who's my options really right now?
I will tell you that on my team. Hold on, I'm trying to maneuver around this. I hate this Windows 8 bullshit. I'm not even hit. God damn it, I hate Windows 8. I have Rusev, Cena, Ziggler, Cesaro, and Barrett. And Heath has Brian, Ambrose, Wyatt, Orton, and Tyson Kidd.
I'm going to drop Sheamus and I'm going to pick up AJ Lee.
Not a bad pick. All right. Heath, you making a move?
I'm going to stick with it for now.
And I see no reason to change anything, so I'm just going to leave my team as is. At least for a little bit longer.
All right.
All right, so time to move on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but just jams.
Just jams, Lovey's face.
Here's how the show works. Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show.
Now, am I correct in saying these themes were sent in by a listener?
They were. This is the Mark Jones special.
Oh, boy.
Right, so Heath, think black people.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, wow.
You know, I could say something even worse, but I'm not going to. That really might cross a line, and I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
I really shouldn't say it on.
Oh, please go ahead. It would be the worst that could happen.
I'll piss off our entire fan base.
Okay.
Don't exactly want to do that.
I can't. It's bad.
Okay.
I'll tell you later. Anyway.
Whatever.
He wanted to make a WCW themed Jazz Jams, but I told him no. So. All right, you ready, Heath? You're for song number one?
I am ready.
All right, here you go. Oh, feel free to play along in the chat. I'm taking his word that he's not peeking. Hello. And your time starts now. Are you with us there, Heath?
Yep, I'm with you.
Okay, just making sure. The chat has it. Can't he guess it? No. We need
you suck.
Okay. Well, my first thought that popped in my head was the Great Khali when he had also the one guy as his manager.
Ranjit Singh?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
The correct answer we're looking for, Adrian.
Muhammad Hassan or Daivari?
Do you remember Muhammad Hassan?
Now I do, yes.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to move on. Here comes number two. Chant has it. And your time starts now. You have a lifeline that you have not used in forever.
God, I don't even recognize that.
We can even tell you their names and you wouldn't be able to put the tag team name together. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to tell you the individual names. You have to tell me the tag team name, okay?
Okay.
And that's only because there's no way in hell he's getting number three. The wrestlers' names involved in this tag team were Mosh and Thrash.
Well, that'd be the Headbangers.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I really didn't think he would get that.
Well, Headbanger Mosh was a huge threat to The Rock in the 2000 Royal Rumble.
Oh, God. I'm just shocked that he was able to put Mosh and Thrash together and get the Headbangers. Montana Man, oh my damn.
Next one.
I wanted to give him false hope because there's no way he's getting this one. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Destroy heroes, heroes, and some gold entry, astratoid. And your time starts now. And B-Megs, it doesn't matter if the Headbangers were in Ring of Honor 2 years ago. Heath doesn't watch. B-Megs, what the fuck is that? Yeah. Forgot how much I like that music I just played. Kind of liked it. I don't know why. I always kind of did. Can he guess it? No, he can't.
I believe the chat does have it, though.
No, he can't. We need an answer. Oh, that's right. You don't have the answer. You don't know who this. You don't have the answers.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, I can't think of the guy's name, but the image that I see in my head is did we not see him at the ECW house show?
You know, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Possibly.
Because he has a valet with a really huge rack, and you guys were begging me to get pictures of her. And he's kind of got that whole goth vampire thing to it.
Okay.
You got to have a name, though, man.
Shoot. God, what was his name?
We need an answer.
I cannot remember his name.
Oh. I will give you props for at least remembering the wrestler, though.
And I'll give you props for remembering his valet with the huge rack. The correct answer we're looking for is Adrian.
Kevin Thorne.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Now, his manager, what the fuck was her name in WWE?
Oh, God.
It was like Ariel. It began with an A. I remember.
Ariel.
That's right.
It's Ariel, but she's Shelly Martinez.
She is. Let me tell you, she has some of the ugliest cans I've ever seen. I kid you not. Google Shelly Martinez nude, and like it, like for once, I don't want to see someone's boobs.
Wow, bad.
I mean, okay. Let me rephrase that. They're not what I pictured.
Yeah.
Okay. That's about right. Mm-hmm. So let's add up the scores here.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And it's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
All right, now settle down, D-bags. I got some class to teach here. All right, so Val Venus.
Okay.
Fucking born, March 6th.
Really?
Ken Anderson, fucking born, March 6th. Bad News Brown, fucking died, March 6th.
Ooh.
March 7th, Bruce Prichard was born in Pasadena, Texas. That's 1963. Rick Steiner was born on March 9th, 1961, tomorrow. And the Big Cat Ernie Land passed away on March 10th. That would be Tuesday.
Boo.
And that's literally it this week. There's nothing else that happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I am rather unimpressed. Yeah, if you Google, I mean, can you not? Hold on. That was the This Week in Wrestling History, the host of Wrestler Adrian Masters.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If you go on Google and Google Shelly Martinez nude. Motherfucker. He'll blow up. Like, her left tit is, like, shaped very oddly from her right boob.
Huh.
I mean, it's like, obvious, too. It's not like, oh, it's just lighting. No, it's like her left tit is, like, totally different shape, and it sags more than the right boob. It's fucking weird. And she's got them big old baloney nipples, too.
She does, yeah.
So, well,
that's a show.
Fuck, we didn't even get to the Bill DeMott stuff or the other stuff we wanted to talk about.
Oh no, you spent like 45 minutes talking about Raw.
Which we actually had shit we had to talk about for once.
Yeah, because it actually was a decent Raw. Imagine that. We're almost to WrestleMania.
Yeah, it only took them what 3 fucking weeks to get there, or only 3 weeks until the event to get there.
So yeah. Bill Lamont fired from WWE, took working at a kindergarten class.
He wasn't fired. He resigned. But I think it was one of those, you need to go ahead and quit now type of things.
And then we can work out a severance package.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
This is a legit thing.
And then also of note, Hornswoggle actually had arthroscopic shoulder decompression surgery.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a big old word there. And also, her two fans were injured when they saw both. They suffered from blindness when they saw both Sheamus and Paige together. Just saying.
You know, if they made a porn, that would be the most weird thing to watch, I think, ever.
It would. Speaking of porn, hold on. I did my Shelly Martinez nude thing, and it came back to a video on Pornhub.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to load because I want to see if it's really Shelly Martinez.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to end the show, but I'm just saying. I'm just curious if it is. I'll report back next week.
So, Heath, what's coming up on the network?
There'll be shows.
Good man. You can check out the shows that are on the network at pwpop.com by going to the tab that says shows.
You can also like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, check out all of the wonderful articles written by Paul Jordan. Also,
you can be like Kevin Curtin and discover what Podbay is.
Do what?
You can be like Kevin Curtin and discover what Podbay is.
What the fuck is Podbay?
It's a network thing we're on.
Fuck, I didn't know.
It's a podcast site.
Oh, okay. You can also... what the fuck I was going to say now. Oh, send us an email, not that anyone ever does, at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can send us a message on Facebook. You can send any of us a message on Facebook. Well, except for Heath, because he just does fucking chain letters on Facebook now.
Yeah.
I got nothing else. I want to thank everyone for showing up tonight. But I don't think I got anything else.
No, I picked out the end theme this week, so as we're signing off, enjoy the awesomeness that is the Rougeau Brothers theme song. My God, it is horrible.
Oh, God. So, God, I'm scared to listen to this because I vaguely remember it.
They sing their own theme, Jason. That's all you need to
Jacques
know.
Jacques Rougeau has a tendency to do that. That's all I'm saying. Anyway,
he really does.
He does.
It is a hallmark of his career, singing his own theme song.
Yeah. Anyway, once again, I'm your illustrious host, Jason Albertine. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The other way around, dang it.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Aider Masters is going to find a smile.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. We are number 97 tonight, so next week we'll be number 98.
Yep.
Let me rephrase that. We will do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hourbombed.
Toodles.
The World Wrestling Federation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.